This 20-minute meditation is designed to help settle and ground the mind moment by moment. First by focusing on the body and breath, and then by exploring what happens when you realize your attention is no longer where you had intended it to be. You could do this practice either sitting in a chair, on a cushion or meditation bench, or lying down on a mat or a rug. Finding a posture that best supports your intention to be awake and present right now. Sensing the entire body sitting or lying down. And now lowering the gaze or allowing your eyes to close. Perhaps reminding yourself where you can anchor your attention in each of these regions of the body for a few moments. Perhaps the feet, or the contact of your body on the chair or the mat, the hands, or the sensations created by the breath as it moves through the body, through the nostrils, the nose, back of the throat, chest, or abdomen, and knowing that at any time during the practice you can let go of the guidance and bring the attention back to these anchors if you choose. And now when you're ready, starting by scanning the body, gradually including more and more of the body as we go. And now bringing the attention to the feet and noticing any sensations that there may be here in the feet, in the soles and instep, in the toes, or the heels, or the top and sides of the feet. Sensations both on the surface as well as inside the feet. And now including the ankles until you're holding both feet and ankles in awareness. And in places where there are no sensations, simply registering a blank. And this is perfectly fine. We're not trying to make anything happen or to look for any sensations in particular. Simply noticing what's already here in each region of the body when the attention arrives, in this case, the feet. And so now honing the attention here in the feet, noticing if any sensations, no matter how fleeting, should appear. And if you are able to feel sensations, noticing they're coming and going, changing and fluxing, bringing curiosity and a friendly interest to any and all or no sensations in the feet and ankles. And now expanding attention to taking the lower legs. From the inside to the outside of the legs. Allowing the attention to take in the knees on the inside and outside. And the thighs. Until you're holding both legs in the center stage of your awareness. And remembering that there's no right way to feel. So whether the sensations are pleasant or unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, allowing the experience to be just as it is in this moment, cradling the sensations in awareness from one moment to the next. And now expanding attention to include the sense of contact of your seat against a chair, the stool or cushion, or if you're lying down, the sense of contact with the mat, noticing whatever physical sensations there may be here. And now expanding the attention up in the body to taking the pelvis and the hips. Then to the lower back and the lower abdomen. And moving up the body to the chest in the front, right up to the collarbones. And up the back, right up to the shoulder blades. And taking in the internal organs, the chest of the chest, the heart, the lungs, noticing all the physical sensations of the upper body. And now expanding the attention once more down the left arm to include both the hand and the left arm. And then moving the attention across the body to take in the right hand and arm. And then across the shoulders and the neck. The face and the sides and the back of the head and the top of the head. And taking in the entirety of the head. Holding the entire body in awareness right now. Fully present with the sensations of the body in this moment. And now becoming aware of the body breathing. Resting your attention now on the sensations of the breath as it moves out of the body at the nose, or attending to the sensations of the rising and falling of the chest or of the belly. And if you choose, making the breath your anchor or home base right now, attending to the sensations of the breath from the beginning of the in-breath to the end of the in-breath, the pause, and then from the beginning of the out-breath to the end of the out-breath. Without managing or controlling the breath, simply allowing the body to breathe on its own. And also remembering that you can always focus on some other anchor if you prefer. The feet, the points of contact at your seat, or the sensations of the hands, or outside the body on sounds. And whether you're attending to the breath or another focus, simply sensing what's here moment by moment. And at some point, you'll probably find that the attention has wandered away to thinking, planning, memories, or daydreams. And then when this happens, there's no need to judge yourself in any way at all. It's just the mind doing its best. When you realize that the attention has drifted away from where you had intended it to be, there's no need to rush back to your point of focus as if something has gone wrong. Instead, slowing down and taking a deliberate pause, seeing clearly where the mind had wandered to, and then perhaps saying to yourself, here is thinking. This is what thinking is like. This is planning, and this is what planning is like. Perhaps even cultivating a sense of gratitude or kindness for the mind, for all the work that it does. And then at some point, gently bringing your attention back to your point of focus. And sometimes the mind gets completely lost in thoughts. And when this is happening, it may be helpful to deliberately slow down the coming back. And so once you've acknowledged where the mind has been, not coming straight back to the breath or to your anchor, but first regrounding yourself by opening to the sensations of the body, sitting or lying here, and then bringing your attention to focus once again on your breath, or wherever you had intended it to be, the feet, the seat, or the hands, or to the external anchor of sound. Reminding yourself that noticing where the attention has gone and bringing it back is the meditation and is the practice right now. Seeing the wandering attention as an opportunity to cultivate patience and compassion as you begin to see clearly the patterns of the mind that are around today. And then slowly bringing the attention back over and over again. And for the next few minutes, using these stretches of silence to continue this practice by yourself. And whenever you notice the attention has wandered, acknowledging this has happened, and then with gratitude for the mind, regrounding yourself to the sensations of the entire body before coming back to your focus of attention, your ground, allowing the sensations of the body to anchor you in the present moment. and checking in from time to time to see where the mind is, where the attention has gone. And if it's been taken away to some other object, such as thoughts, memories, plans, or daydreams, there's no rush to come back to your focus of attention. Simply pausing, thanking the mind, and then gently coming back over and over again to your focus of attention. Noticing where the attention is in this moment. And as this practice comes to a close, perhaps resolving to take pauses during the day as well, no matter how small, and even during busy times. Feeling the contact of your feet on the floor, or for one breath, can make a difference, helping you deal more skillfully with whatever's going on in your life as it unfolds from day to day and moment to moment. Now when you're ready, if the eyes were open, widening the gaze or lifting the gaze, and opening the eyes if they were closed, and ending this practice.